847-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of hour number one here on this Friday, March 28, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This segment brought to you by the upcoming events in Sheboygan County, or for the Sheboygan County Republican Party. It's going to be on Saturday, May 3rd, their annual Reagan Day dinner. It's going to be held at Nona Lisa's Restaurant, which is located at 312 South Huron Street in Mackinac City. Doors will open at 5 p.m. This year, the pricing for this event is $60 per person, includes dinner. If you like to rub elbows with some of the speakers that will be attending, you can get a VIP ticket for $100, includes your dinner and special seating with the speakers. I know there will be a few candidates there running for office next year, 2026, have already been confirmed. I spoke with Justin Michael. He is primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman or State Senator John DeMoose, whichever one decides to run. And there'll be other candidates there as well. So for more information, it's very simple. Just go to their website, SheboyganRepublicans.com. Right now at the top of the page, their headliner is the information about the Reagan Day dinner. I've been told that to be able to buy your tickets online right now, it's not set up yet. When you click on the button, click to purchase dinner tickets online, that won't be up and running until probably tomorrow or Sunday. So you might want to just mark your calendars from now and remember maybe Monday, Tuesday next week. SheboyganRepublicans.com. Get your tickets Saturday, May 3rd in Mackinac City. Nona Lisa's. I'm going to have to check with Vicky to see if we're available to attend this event. Probably going to be sold out this year. Lots of people wanting to be involved in the Sheboygan County Republican Party. Also, a lot of candidates will be there, as well as some other great speakers. So, looking forward to it. Usually, Enzo, great food every year. Good job. Love it there at Nona Lisa's. One other story. Oh, Tom Walker. That's right. During the break. Bottom line, Teslas weigh roughly about 500 to 600 pounds more than a Chevy Equinox. 500 pounds more. So you're looking at more weight in these small vehicles, putting more pressure on the roads than a combustion engine vehicle, just so you know. And just ask an EV owner, how many miles do they get out of a set of tires? I've been told it's like 20,000 to 25,000, and you got to replace the tires. So it is what it is. But Matt Hall says to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, bottom line, you want more fees? Charge EV owners more. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Now, one of the things that caught my eye from Lansing, too, we're going to get into this story, was housing. Very, very interesting situation going on in Lansing, talking about, debating about the housing shortage that we have. One of the things that need to be done, according to builders, they want regulations. I'm building a new house in Michigan. They want it cut in half. The number of single-family home building permits pulled last year in Michigan is about a third of what it was in 2005, just 20 years ago. And it's not because there isn't a need for it. Home builders told the House committee earlier this month that too many people are being squeezed out of the market. Building a home is too expensive for most people these days. So they're calling on the lawmakers in Lansing to cut in half the regulatory costs of building a new home, which they believe will drop the price of a new home, listen to this, on average by $47,000 and open up the market to thousands of people who simply can't afford to build a new stick-built home. A Livonia builder, Robert Donovic, told the House Regulatory Reform Committee that in 2023, he could build and sell a home for roughly $375,000. Just 2 years later, we're up to $450,000. And that's a lot of money. Not everybody can afford that. He says the three main issues driving the rising costs: materials, labor, but mostly increase in regulations. There's not much the state government can do about the first two. Materials and labor are driven by supply and demand issues in the marketplace. But regulations? That's a totally different issue, said Don Crandall of the Michigan Home Builders Association. Crandall said that the national average puts the regulatory costs of building a new house at $94,000. What? When you factor in zoning approval, compliance, inspections, permits, tap-in fees, then the actual cost of the land, which has been increasing, specific dedications and private easement setbacks for utilities and other items, making the cost even more, said Crandall, has to be changed. In order to qualify for financing of a $450,000 new house, a family needs to be making $143,500 a year, which is up from the $119,000 it cost just 2 years ago in 2023. Every time the cost of a home is raised $1,000, 3,222 households are priced out of the market, Crandall said. We can't continue to build housing for anyone in a reasonable price range when we have to spend $90,000 in fees and regulations, said John Bitely of Sable Homes. Bitely conceded to the House panel that he didn't believe the $94,000 number on new home regulations was real. He personally questioned the Home Builders Association about it. But you got to give us something. If it's not a real number and it looks inflated, then let's dive into it and actually analyze this. Bailey spent 3 days into the cost of his own projects, and what he found actually surprised him. I was actually within 1% of the 94,000, he told the lawmakers. Granted, I'm from West Michigan. I'm in what is considered a less regulatory area than some other parts of the state, and especially around the country. What I found surprised me, and these numbers are now very real to me. One of the biggest requirements, he says, he's facing is the need in some communities to have a basement. Bagley said with today's products, such as the shallow frost protection system, it's possible to build a home in Michigan on a slab of concrete. He says that savings is between $25,000 and $40,000 alone. Getting rid of basement requirements also opens up numerous parts of the state to manufactured housing, which isn't an option for everyone due to zoning and local restrictions. Again, more government involvement. So many small communities do not want manufactured housing in their backyard. They've invested the money to build a nice custom stick-built home perhaps years ago at lower costs, lower interest rates, whatever. Well, manufactured housing is not a stick-built, custom-built home. So they don't want those projects there. What do? Pass zoning ordinances. Planned communities. They lay it out in the master plan and you're not allowed to do it. Well, by eliminating the basement, moving to a manufactured housing style of living would lower the cost dramatically, Donovick said. Also, today's new homes are built too well. When you factor in the new materials, the plumbing codes, the electric codes, and all the rest, bottom line, these homes are so airtight, they can't breathe. And most of it is due to the fact of these many regulations. They might be nice for people to think they're doing something to make the homes more energy efficient, but what they're doing is making people sick. Many of the components put into these homes now transmit certain toxins based on the materials, especially if they're plastic. Interesting. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one, how to get affordable housing in Michigan. It's what Lansing's talking about. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this housing story, during the committee hearing in the House, Michigan Municipal League city officials debating the regulation question. They held a conference. Participants were asked why their municipalities, what is their municipality's greatest hurdle when it came to housing development? The number one issue reported during this conference said a lack of vacant land that could be built on. According to regulations, wetlands, and other zoning issues, simply we don't have enough vacant land to build on. The number two reason is lack of builders. After that, coming in third place was outdated zoning regulations. Again, according to Jennifer Rigernick of Michigan Municipal League, in testifying in front of the House Regulatory Reform Committee last week in Lansing. Often, it's not just the regulations themselves that's the issue, she said. It's NIMBY, not in my backyard. When community members show up, popping out of the woodwork whenever there's a public hearing, especially if it requires a variance or a slight change in zoning. Appointed members of planning committees, the local board of zoning appeals, when they see a bunch of angry people standing in front of them, they buckle and cave in. She went on to say, we haven't had a lot of stories from our members where people are coming from out of town to protest housing. It's only the locals in the community. If those who live next to a green lot with trees, they don't want to see the trees cut down and somebody building right next to them. It's those kind of fears and misinformation guiding most community members. They put out a survey and found that 84% of the Michigan Municipal League members, when they responded to a survey, said they are updating their zoning regulations to address housing in their areas. But she found that also the state could invest in a housing project as part of a multi-prong approach to tackling the housing shortage. That way it's coming from several different fronts. Well, House Regulatory Reform Committee Chair Joseph Aragona said he and the Rules Committee Chair Bill Schuette are still in the discovery phase of looking at what ways they could cut red tape and clear the regulatory landscape for housing and businesses in general. Speaker Matt Hall said putting regulatory reform as the number two item on his spring agenda is a top priority and wants to work with Governor Gretchen Whitmer in proposing regulatory reforms in the state. Aragona even referred to what the governor said during her State of the State address. You want to cut red tape? We're your guys. We're ready to go. So maybe this is an issue that she truly understands. The amount of fees, the amount of inspections, the amount of hoops that you have to go through in this state is ridiculous. And one of them that is the biggest obstacle that I had to deal with back in the day when I was in that career, working in that field, is wetlands. At the time, I dealt with the DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality. Now it's Eagle, whatever the heck it is. We actually had to create a wetlands mitigation company in order to develop a subdivision. We had wetlands on it, and we had to do off-site wetland mitigation. We wanted a permit, I believe it was for 2 acres out of 40, and they made us develop and create man-made wetlands in the same underground water aquifer at a ratio of 4 to 1. We had to build 8 acres of wetlands to get a permit to fill in 2. We took perfectly high, dry farm land, turned it into a naturally reoccurring wetland, and put it under a permanent easement to the state of Michigan that it could never be developed, changed, or removed. It has to be wet forever. 8 acres to get a permit for 2. Those 8 acres, folks, cost us darn near $400,000 back then. We were at $50,000 an acre to create a naturally reoccurring wetland, synthetically, man-made, to get a permit for 2 acres of natural occurring wetland. We're going to go to Israel in the next hour. Pastor Chatfield's field trip report. Been last week there. We're going to talk about that with him. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browser